Cleveland Browns proudly support the United Way of Greater Cleveland as they mobilize our community to advance education and income and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Top of the hour, we are going to go into at 2 p.m. We're going to go into the Blitz and check in with a couple of places around the NFL, Chicago and Indy. And we'll get some good material from both of those spots. But in the meantime, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Let's start it off with Dylan in Strongsville right now. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's up?
You know what? I wanted to talk about Josh Gordon. I think we all were all disappointed when we heard that what happened right after draft day. But I saw some interesting parallels, and I'm just hoping that the Browns don't cut ties with this guy, at this point at all. Again, I don't know if you guys watch those series of Football Life on the NFL Network.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I happened to see one, and it really brought my eyes to the interesting parallel between him and Chris Carter.
Yeah.
And not that I'm saying that he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but the thing about it is, I don't know what it is about the position, about the wide receiver position, but these guys, I don't know what it is, but they seem to gravitate toward trouble. But, and I don't want to make a sweeping generalization or a broad brush, but what I saw was that, again, Chris Carter, the same thing was, came out of college with some troubles with Ohio State, compromised his draft position, end up going into the fourth round of the supplemental draft, pretty similar to Josh Gordon because of the same kind of issues. And, the Philadelphia Eagles cut him loose. And what I'm saying, though, is talent like Josh Gordon's, you just can't find. Same thing with Michael Irvin. You just can't find those kind of guys in a draft. Or, they come around, but, and I
right,
know they
right.
want to go
rare.
In.
Yeah.
They're very rare. And I'm just hoping that the Browns, don't cut ties. What I heard something interesting, and I'll let you guys comment. When I heard Haslam speak, he said that he has no intention of getting rid of him right away. Is that true? Did you hear that? And I'll hang up and listen.
I absolutely heard the same thing you did. He made a very public comment about that. And I think that is the position of this organization. There's no sense right now of let's kick Josh Gordon to the curb. If anything, they want to do everything possible to try to get him through whatever they got to get him through. And we don't know all the details, and we're not supposed to know anything publicly. It's just reports now that he's appealing a possible suspension. That's been out there. And what will that suspension be if there is a suspension? And we kind of go back and forth on it. But I would tell you that my sense within this organization is, number one, they're trying to maintain the highest level of optimism that if he misses any games, it won't be for a full season for this year. And two, no, I don't see him getting kind of kicked out the door. You talked about Chris Carter's career. Chris Carter got bounced out of Philly and will tell you it was the best thing that happened for him because he came back a motivated guy to have the career he had with Minnesota. But I don't see a similar scenario, at least I hope not, for Josh. I certainly don't in the near future see any sense of this team wanting to separate itself from Josh Gordon.
My take on the situation is the same. If Josh Gordon's going to play in the NFL, at least in the foreseeable future, he's going to play in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns. And I'll tell you what, I think if Josh Gordon does play 10 years in this league, he will be a Hall of Famer. He's got that kind of talent. It's going to be up to him, and obviously injury, but up to him basically if he can keep himself on the field, because if he can, he has an opportunity to be one of the all-time greats in this game. People forget, even though he's been in the league 2 years, I think he's 22 years old. He's a young man. He is a young man, and he has an opportunity and a great career ahead of him, and I certainly get the feeling that this is an organization that is going to embrace him, that is going to do whatever it can to help him, to keep him here, because when he does play, like I said, it will be for the Browns, and he could be one of the all-time greats.
And it makes a statement for this organization to handle this thing right. And when I say right, that takes on a lot of different meanings, not the least of which is when someone does have a problem that leads to this kind of trouble, everything you do sends a statement to everybody else on the football team, any potential member of this football team. How did they handle the Josh Gordon situation? How did they do this? Did they resolve something? Did they stay with this guy, behind this guy, try to help this guy out? Protect your asset is what this is all about, and that honestly is what we're talking about here. There's some compassion in this discussion, but it's a business thing too. He represents a critical asset for this football team, so as an organization, you've got to try to get that right, handle that right, whatever that means.
The bottom line is this is a league that has a certain hierarchy of standards for certain players. When you are in position to be one of the very best to play the game, you are going to get more opportunities and more compassion and more hugs, more love, and more of an attempt to keep you here because of the investment. There's no question about it. It's just the reality of the situation. When we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic and I will go around the National Football League. We'll check in on the Chicago Bears with John Mullen, the beat writer for CSNChicago.com. And then for the Indianapolis Colts, Joe Stasniak from the Colts Flagship Stations will be on with us to talk about the Colts, their off seasons as well. Some interesting news coming out of both of those places. One good in Chicago, Brandon Marshall extension. One bad in Indy, Robert Mathis suspension. We'll be back with more here on ESPN 850 WKNR.